Well, to start out, John had surgery this morning and actually is in recovery right now. And we're waiting to hear results. Robin Fox has kept us updated throughout the surgery, and everything has been positive up to this point in time. So when we hear back how everything went, then we'll relay that. But, you know, again, our main concern here is that, you know, the well-being of John Fox and getting him healthy, and that's our main process right now. And again, saying that, you know, our hearts go out to Rob and his family, his kids, as well as John, and hopefully for a speedy recovery.
Open it up for questions.
John, in not so much in light of Fox's situation, but also with Kubiak, what do you guys do with coaches as far as, you know, annual physicals, fitness programs, that sort of thing, to keep them healthy?
Well, actually, we're very fortunate here in Greek. All the coaches, as well as the staff and scouts, go through an extensive physical each year, and so Steve Antonopoulos does a tremendous job with that. The people that Dr. Boone here in town, so it's very extensive, and we do it. It's done annually, so Steve does a great job with that.
John, will Coach Fox be involved in any coaching decisions while he's away? Will there be consultation with him, or will he just be totally off?
We don't know. We're going to wait and see him, see what the doctor says. And now that he's out and in recovery, we'll have a better idea of what to expect as far as recovery time and also what he's available to do.
What was the decision like to name Jack Torrio as the interim?
Well, I think that, I feel great about Jack. And I think that John was on board also, and the fact that I thought that Jack was the guy that would be the best fit, also has great experience and a great football coach. And so thought that Jack could come on and carry on what John has done so far with his team, but also add his part to it and think that, you know, we'll be able to move ahead and hopefully not miss a beat.
How will that affect his defensive coordinator?
He'll still be the defensive coordinator. I'll let Jack answer that, but he'll still be the defensive coordinator and also handling the head coaching responsibilities, but I'll let Jack address that. I think that he's done it before, as we talked about. He did it in Jacksonville, so he knows what it takes, and I think that's why it made Jack the easy choice to be the interim head coach.
What was it like for you to see your own coach have an issue, and then last night Gary Kubiak, you worked with for a long time, ends up having, I don't know if it's a similar issue, but yeah, he goes out of the game, too, kind of a whirlwind weekend for you.
Yeah, I know it was. And I think that especially, you know, starting with John on Saturday, when I heard that he was taken off the golf course, and then got news pretty quickly that he was okay, but had taken to him, and they were running tests on him. So anytime that happens, it's always, you know, scary, and it always, you know, is a cause for concern. I knew he was going back Thursday to see his doctor in Raleigh, and so to have this happen on Saturday that again, my main concern was that he's okay. And then again with Kube last night, I didn't get a chance to see it. But, you know, again, my thoughts and prayers go out to Rhonda and his kids and Gary. And hopefully that, you know, there's not a long-standing issue with that. So we'll wait and see what happens with that. But there's always a concern. You know, I think that when you look at the pressure in this game, and there's a lot of pressure on head coaches. And so I think especially with, you know, the size of this game and, the growth of this game, is the expectation levels have continued to grow. So that is a tough, tough spot. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we don't see that happen much anymore.
John, did you discuss this with John Fox earlier about what you would do at the end of the season about this? And was this something on the schedule, calendar already, this procedure?
It was not on the calendar was after the season, and so I was aware of the fact that at some point in time he was going to have a procedure. I didn't know, I came to the NFL instead of going to med school when I came out of Stanford, so I knew that there was a procedure that had to be done. I didn't know to what extent or what it was, and Greek had told me that. So really thought that it would be something that was going to be able to be done after the season.
Do you have any
Well, I think, you know, we're all ears. The doctors are going to tell us the right thing to do there. And I think, again, the concern is going to be with John's health, not only for this season, but John's health for the rest of his life. And so I think that, you know, feel like we're in really good hands with Jack. And so we want to just make sure that we're making all the right decisions when it comes down to John's return, when that may be. And not only looking at, not just looking at this season, but looking at what's best for John for the rest of his life.
John, did you consider inserting yourself in an interim sort of position or changing your role,
Mike,
in any context in terms of the coaching decision?
No, I mean, I think that, as I said, there was a couple options on our staff, but I think that Jack was the one, and discussing it with John, that we both felt that Jack was the guy that could take the reins over and continue to take us on the path that we're on. And so, no, I did not think about being the head coach.
What's maybe one thing about John that's unique to him that you'll miss not having him?
Well, I think that's one thing. I talked to the staff today as well as the players and said that, you know, I think when you look at John Fox and what his strengths are, and his strengths are, his enthusiasm and his energy that he brings to the building each day, as well as to the practice field, and you can never replace that, because of the fact is that, you know, he's one of the most energetic guys there is, and I think that's one of his true strengths. And so Jack and I talked about this, and the fact that everybody, not only the staff but the players and everybody, we all have to try to make up for that loss of not having John and his energy and his enthusiasm around. And so we'll all have to try to continue to do that, as a whole, as an organization, to try to pick up that what we lost with John. Players are resilient, and we've been resilient this whole year. We've had a lot of bumps in the road as we've gone throughout this year, and they've been resilient the whole time, and they've faced adversity, and I said this to them today too, is the fact that they've faced adversity, and I don't anticipate they won't face this like they've faced everything else this year and come through with flying colors and realize where we are, and understanding that John is going to be in a better place when he does come back, and this is something that is the best thing for John Fox, and that's what we have to be concerned about. But we'll also, as a football team, realize we still have a great staff. We have, a lot of great players. We're in a good spot, and we just can't miss a beat and continue to, with San Diego, going to San Diego this week. They're a good football team, and so we're going to have to be ready for that, and I think we're ready to do that. I did. I talked to Grigson, Ryan Grigson, yesterday, and to get a feel for, spent a lot of time with him on the phone to get a feel for, what they went through. So he was helpful in that, with that.
John, is there anything, you had the pressures of being a quarterback in a fishbowl, and you went through that. Are the pressures different when you're an executive or coach? And what are the differences in the pressure, and what makes it perhaps a little worse being in your position?
I think as a player, each week you get a chance to go make up for what happened the previous week. And so it's, the bottom line, it's a week-to-week thing. I think as an executive, obviously you rely on people a lot more, and there's a lot more things out of your control. Even though you're the decision maker, there's still a lot more things out of your control. I think that Jack, having been a player, would say the same thing, is that as a player, you can make up. You got a lot more control between those lines on the outcome than you do outside those lines. But I think that what I learned as a player, was the fact that, things are going to happen. You got to battle back from them. We've had some things happen to us this year that we'll battle with. We've battled with it throughout the whole year, and it's building. We got a lot of character in this building, and I think that we'll be able to respond and continue to play like we're playing.
Will Peyton Manning or Wesley Woodruff's roles as a leader expand any more than they already are, you think?
Well, I think everybody. Leaders have a calming effect on the football team, and it's going to be important for those leaders to step up and understand that, we got to continue to do the work that we're doing. And that's why I anticipate those two that you mentioned, but also all the other captains and leaders on the team that will continue to step up, as well as everybody, as I mentioned earlier in my opening statement, is that we all have to step up and pick up the slack in missing John.
Can you speak to the similarities in philosophy, approach, style between Jack and John, and how that might be some transition to this?
Well, I mean, I think with Jack having been here, and Jack worked with John Fox for several years, worked for him in Carolina, so he knows John very well. And I think that, the conversation that I had with Jack was, he's not in here. He realized we got a good thing going. And so, he's in here to keep this train rolling and keep it on the same tracks. But also, Jack's got his own personality, too, and going to add some very positive things. So, Jack Del Rio knows John Fox better than anybody. He's coached under him. And so, I think that he'll continue this train on the tracks that we're on.
When you heard the news about John, this franchise has dealt with a lot of adversity this year, from whether it's Matt, Tom Hecker, Von Miller, Clady. Has there ever been a point where you thought, can we just catch a break here?
No, because I think we got a good football team. And let me tell you this, for us to get where we want to go, we're going to have a bunch more bumps too. And so I think you learn from each bump. It makes you tougher. It makes us tougher as an organization. It makes us tougher as a team. And all that can do is help us, because we're going to have – whether it be outside the lines, or inside the lines, there's going to be plenty more adversity as we go ahead. And this, all it does is teach us how to be resilient about it, and learn from it and get tougher from it. I think the best thing is, I said that this is good for John Fox, and the fact that he's going to be able to get healthy, and we'll continue this thing on the tracks until he gets back.
You grew up with a coach, and the stresses a coach goes through, regardless of your personality, is there any way to avoid that stress or to alleviate
that? I'm going to speak for my dad. They don't take very good care of themselves, and so the idea is to get them taking care of themselves. And I think that, not that any that John or Gary resembles my dad, but I was always on my dad about, they get so tied up into this football team and what they've got to do for the football team, especially as a head coach. And I'm talking just as my dad, that they put everything, what the last person on the totem pole that they take care of is themselves. And I think that that happens several times, and it kind of tells you about what coaches are about, and the fact, especially as a head coach, that they put everybody in front of them and realize, and they kind of forget about themselves. And so hopefully coaches will take better care of themselves. And maybe a lot of them do. I know that. But then for instance, my dad did not. Well, no, because I think there are coaches that do take care of themselves. I'm speaking for my dad in that I wish he'd have taken better care of himself. But in a lot of coaches' minds, that's the mentality, is they're all about the football team. And when they're the leader of the men like they are, and the pressure that goes with it, their mentality, they got tunnel vision, and the only thing they think about is those guys on that football team.
So as an organization, how are you going to move forward monitoring that when John gets back? Will he shorten his work day? How will that work?
We don't know. Again, it goes back to the same thing. Until the doctors tell us exactly what it would be and when it was going to be. I will just tell you, this is a serious thing for John, and it was a serious procedure, and fortunately, from what we understand, things went well, but we still have to wait to hear back from the doctors. And so we don't know. We don't have that information yet.
John, can you see the league legislating where work days have to be a certain length? So if guys go home, they can do their work at home, but where they have to be out of the building at a certain time, can we ever get to that point, you think?
No. I don't think coaches would listen anyway.
John, did you talk to John today or yesterday?
No, because he went into surgery this morning. I think he went in maybe 6 o'clock our time here, or maybe even earlier than that. So he was, yeah. So I talked to him late last night. I talked to him at 10 o'clock Eastern time, 8 o'clock here. So, and he was in good spirits, and he was ready to do this, understood the situation he was in, and I think he was ready to take this head on and understood where he was. And so, tried to comfort him and let him know that, take care of himself and that family, and we'll keep this thing on the track till he gets back.
John, from what you can read from talking to Fox, obviously he's going to take it head on, and obviously he talks like a coach, but could you sense he's a little scared?
He did not come across to me like that. I mean, I think that, again, the coach in him, all he was thinking about was what was going on here. And so, he you know, was positive about everything and thought that you know, he was doing everything he can and in his mind was going to get back as soon as he could.
Okay. Last question.
Do you think the league should mandate any kind of rules, regulations for coaches and the hours they put in?
No, but I will say this is that, you know, with the extensive physicals that we put, especially with the Bronco organization, I mean, I think we have a pretty good idea where they are. And again, it goes back to the same thing. The league can only mandate so many different things, and that, you know, we can hope. And Greek does a great job of trying to, with diet, where we are with the diets, not only the players, but the coaches are also on that diet. And so, you know, we're hoping that eventually this is a wake-up call.